This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The stage is all set for the first phase of polling for the Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. A total of 102 parliamentary constituencies, which include 11 Lok Sabha seats reserved for ST and 18 seats reserved for SC, will go to polls in this phase. These constituencies are spread over 17 states and 4 union territories. These are Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, Bihar, Assam, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttarakhand, Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, and Meghalaya. Senior BJP leaders and union ministers Nitin Gadkari, Sarvanand Sonowal, Kiran Rijiju, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Sanjeev Balyan, and as well as BJP leaders Tamilisai Soundararajan and Jitin Prasad, and Congress leaders Gaurav Gogoi, Karthi Chidambaram and Nakul Nath, and DMK's Dayanidhi Maran are prominent faces whose political fate will be sealed in the EVMs. A total of 1,625 candidates are in the fray in this phase. The voting will start at 7 a.m. 1,63,000 polling stations have been set up for 16 crore 63 lakh voters in this phase. The notification for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections has been issued today. 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of May. The candidates can file their nominations till the 25th of this month. The ECI also mentioned that 29th of this month will be the last date for the withdrawal of the candidature. Meanwhile, the filing of nominations for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections will end tomorrow. 94 parliamentary seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. Top leaders of various political parties continue their campaign for subsequent phases of Lok Sabha elections. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will hold a roadshow and address an election rally in Vejalpur area of Ahmedabad, which falls in Gandhinagar Lok Sabha constituency, later this evening. Earlier today, he held 2 roadshows at Sanand and Kallol in Gandhinagar Lok Sabha constituency. He is the BJP candidate for Gandhinagar Lok Sabha seat and will file his nomination tomorrow. Gujarat will go for polls in the third phase on the 7th of May. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting in Kannur today in support of the UDF candidates in Kasargod and Kannur parliamentary constituencies. CPIM General Secretary Sitaram Yechuri attended public meetings in Kozhikode for the LDF. CPI General Secretary D. Raja is also campaigning in the state. The External Affairs Ministry today said Indian deck cadet Anne Tessa Joseph from Kerala, who was among the Indian crew members of container vessel MSC Aries, has landed safely at the Cochin International Airport this afternoon. In a statement, the ministry said this was done with the concerted efforts of the Indian mission in Tehran and the Iranian government. It said the Indian mission in Tehran remains seized of the matter is in touch with the remaining 16 Indian crew members of the container vessel. The crew members are in good health and in contact with their family members in India. The Indian mission is also in touch with the Iranian authorities to ensure the well-being of the remaining crew members of MSC Aries. The European Union leaders have agreed to impose new sanctions on Iran after its attack on Israel by drones and missiles. The decision came as EU leaders gathered for a 2-day summit in Brussels. The EU leaders, in their statement from the summit, also urged all parties to exercise the utmost restraint and to refrain from any action that may increase tensions in the region. Summit Chairman Charles Michel said the Union felt it was very important to do everything to isolate Iran, and the new sanctions against the Islamic Republic would target companies involved in the production of drones and missiles. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Mumbai Indians in Chandigarh this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Delhi Capitals defeated Gujarat Titans by 6 wickets in Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.